We are learning Mesechus Talmud Daf Lamed Beis Omer Beis, and we are continuing the Garata, and we are starting from seven lines from the top. It's really the end of the sixth line. End of the sixth line from the top. Kishokel va'asi. When he was coming back home, Yosef Ahuma Aina, he landed up by some kind of spring, water, you know, spring of water. He was eating bread there. Hava ba'de golden de milcha. He had some salty fish. And he wanted to wash it before he ate it. Behind the mechavilu, when he was washing it, nafal b'hurucho, all of a sudden the fish became alive. From this water. Amma, shmami no, this water, special water. Hai eino, megadeino. It must be this spring is coming out of Gan Eden. And Ikadamri, what do you do afterwards? Ikadamri, shakav hunamaya tarabapi. Some say he took this water and he washed his face with it. Ikadamri, idli kula, damatla pishan Eden. He followed the water until he reached the Gan Eden. So either he put it in his face and that gave him certain kayach that he could jump and reach Gan Eden, or he followed the spring until Gan Eden. Rama Kala, right by the door of Gan Eden, he screamed out, Pisli Baba, open the door for me. Amalia told him, Zah Shal Hashem, Tzadikim Yivayu. This is for Tzadikim, this Gan Eden, not for you. You're not a Tzadik. Amalia, no, Nami, Malkan, at least I'm a king. Mechshel Shin, I'm a Choshev, so give me something. Hopefully, me, give me something from Gan Eden. Yoli Gal Techad, they gave him one eye or one skull, Shal and the Mepharshim, either eye or skull. Takle, he weighed this, we'll learn like the Rosh means the eye, he weighed this eyeball. Takle kula the havakas bebade. He had with him loads of gold and silver with him. He put it on one side, and he put the eyeball on the other side. The eyeball weighed more. It made no sense. Levi maskle, he couldn't push it down. The gold and silver couldn't push it down. Amul luhaim rabbanu. Rabbanu explained to him. No, Alexander asked the rabbanu, my high, what's pshat that this eyeball is so heavy? Amri, so Chama answered, Gugalto the Eina the Bisro Domo Loikosava. This is an eye from a person, a boss of a dom, who never had enough. He's always looking for more riches. And that's what it's signifying. It's heavier than any gold or silver. He was never able to be full and satiated from all the stuff he had. Amalu Maidahachi, who? How do you know that? So they answered, I'll show you. Shukal kula after Rakasi. Take something and cover it. They taka took some sand, they covered the eye. La'al to takal, and right away, it went to its regular weight. The chsiv, so you see, because now he doesn't see, so he's full. The chsiv, like the pasuk says, sho'ol v'avlon sisbana, just like Gehenim will never get full, any odlon sisbana, the eyes of a person will never get full. Don't try to get everything you need. You're never going to get enough tanuge olam hazeh. Tanu b'elyo. Once you mention Gehenim, when it says about Gehenim, Gehenim l'mayla merikia. The Bryce of Woman, the Yama says that where is Gehenim? Gehenim is above the rikia, above the sky. Some say it's behind, you know, in Turkey there, behind the Hari HaChoshech, that's where it is. Anyone who learns Torah at night, Shchina connected. The Shchina is connected him. Shenema kumi roini v'layla, stand up, and roini means to sing, which is learn Torah v'layla. L'roisha shmurois, shivchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem. You see, you noichach pnei Hashem when you're learning at night. Like Mara ends off on Rav Lozmer Azariah, Tamid Chamam Arbim Shalom Ba'ilam Shenema. Like it says in the pasuk that Tamid Chamam bring more peace to the world. V'chol b'nayich l'mudei Hashem v'rav shalom b'nayich. The la b'nayich when the Yidden learn Matikri b'nayich el b'nayich. It means these are the people who build the world and they marbim shalom ba'ilam. Tamid Chamam marbim shalom ba'ilam. Hardon Allah loya kaifsim. The reason why the Gemara ends with this is because that's the last Gemara in the Talmud. The rest of the Masechus Talmud are Mishnayos. Let's go to the next pasuk. Amar lehem Amnuna. We were talking before that after they brought the limbs of the Talmud onto the Kevesh, you know, the bottom half of the Kevesh, they went to Lishka Gozes to daven, to say Shema. What did they daven? They davened a very short davening because they wanted to get back to do the Avodah. Amar lehem Amnuna, Baruch Hu Bracha Achas. Make one bracha, Vehim Baruch Hu. And this bracha was the bracha of Ahava Rabbah. So they made that bracha, the Makaru Aseres the Dibris. They said the Aseres Dibris. By beginning, the Chazal instituted to say Aseres Dibris. The Maaseh, they saw that the Minim was saying that Bekarsim was saying it, the only Torah's Saras Dibris, they took it out of davening. By that time, they still said it. They in Baruch Hu, they said HaRav, and Bekarsim Saras Dibris, and they said Shema, V'Hoyim Shemaya, and V'Yoyimer. Then Baruch Hu Shalosh Brachas, made three brachas. What are the three brachas? Emes V'Yatziv, and Avodah. Avodah is Ritzei, but they didn't answer, they didn't end off a Machzeh Shechinas L'Tziyam, because they were in the Beis HaMikdash. What they answered was, either Baruch Ta Hashem Mekabel Avodas Amei Zov Ratzon, or they ended off that bracha of Ritzei, Baruch Ta Hashem Sheoischel Avad Chavir Navay. So that was bracha number two. Berachas Kahanim is bracha number three. So they made three brachas here. Emes V'Yatziv, Avodah, and Berachas Kahanim. Over Shabbos, Mesivim Bracha Achas L'Mishpar Yosei. They used to say another bracha, and that was a bracha to the Mishmar. They used to switch Mishmarim groups of Kahanim on Shabbos. So they gave a bracha to the group leaving that you should have a lot of Hatzlacha. That was another bracha that they made for that. The bracha exactly goes, Misha Shikin and Shemoy V'Bayis Zehu Yashkin B'Neichem Ahava V'Achav V'Shalom Reyes. The one who rested his name, which is Hashem, on this place of Mikdash, he should rest between you, Ahav V'Achav V'Shalom Reyes. After that, so after they daven, now we're going to have a pious for the Keteris. We're in the middle of the Talmud still. We're first going to have a pious for Keteris, then we'll go back to the Talmud. Amalham. The Menorah says, Chadoshim HaKetaris, all the people who never did the Keteris, bow with Fisu, come and let's make a raffle, who's going to get to go into the Heichal to do the Keteris. And the reason why they only use new Kahanim for Keteris is because Keteris is a school of Ashiris, and therefore they try to give everyone a chance. So anyone who didn't do Keteris yet came now and have a raffle. Zacha Misha Zacha, and whoever was Zaycha the Keteris was Zaycha. Amalahem, then that was like, now even, you know, all Kahanim come now, even Kahanim had jobs come for the next raffle. Bova Fisu, Mimala, Evarim, and Kevash Be'al. Come, let's make a raffle. Who's going to bring up the Evarim? Remember, the Evarim are halfway down the Kevash. Who's going to bring them up to the Mizbeach? Well, let's be Yaakov Emer, there's no raffle for that. He holds, Amayla Evarim, Kevash, who Mayla Oysam, Agam Mizbeach. We have before, there were six Kahanim who brought the Evarim from the Shechita until the Kevesh. He says those same six people come back later to bring it. We'll see when they come back. They come back soon to bring it up onto the Mizbech. So Zok the Max Mishnah. Now, all the Kahanim put on the Big Dikuna Kedei to be in the raffle. So now, all the ones that lost have to take off the Big Dikuna. So Moshum L'Chazanim, you gave them over, they gave over Kahanim to the Shamashim. They're going to undress them. Took off the big day kaddish. Only, you know, every kohen head has four big adam. Has a hat, a like shirt, cloak type of coat, and a gartel and pants. So they took off all three of the big adam, left the pants on because they don't want to leave them arumim, standing arumim. So they left the pants on, and the chaloinus hayisham is little like cubbies. Because of Aleim, Tashra Kelim said, you know, this is for Avnetim, this is for Mitznefes, this is for Menachasayim, and they put it into those little cubbies, and each Mishmer had their own cubbies. So the Chazonim helped, there was a covet for them, that's why the Chazonim helped them get undressed. And they put on the weekly clothing. Misha Zachar Bekhtaris, the one who was Zachar Bekhtaris, what did he do? Hayunaitel Esakaf. He took a spoon, and this spoon was filled with Keteris, v'akaf doim v'tarkav gadol. It looks like this big keli called tarkav, which means three kavim. Shalzav was gold. Machzeka shloisha kavim, and it held three kavim of keteris. V'abazochay v'seichay. And so I said that it was full of keteris. It's not true. He took this kaf. He took this big spoon that was three kavim big. It was zav. It was three kavim big. And inside it was a smaller spoon called a bazach, and that was full of keteris. V'abazach hoye besoiche. In the kaf was a smaller thing called a bazach. That was mali v'gosh keteris. Full of keteris. V'kisu hayolayim. And it had a cover. It had a cover of the keteris. Don't spill out. U'kamim into teles hayolav. And this is what it means. Some say it means that even after the cover, there was a little piece of cloth over it to keep the smell in. Or it means the cover had a little, like a ring to hold it. Milmal had a little ring on top. Either it means ring or they covered it with a cloak. So the one on Keteris, he went and got the kaf, which is this big like a spoon, looks like a bowl, very big, three kaf. And in it was a spoon full with Keteris. And the reason why, because they want to have a heaping, heaping spoon, looks kavadik. The problem is you have a heaping spoon and spill on the floor. Therefore, you put the spoon into a bigger keli. Therefore, anything that spills over will be caught in the bigger kaf.